Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Little Atlanta Rhythm Section bring this back with what with this, a song that could be our anthem, folks, the Small Business Anthem. Even when times get rough, and you think you had enough, still got to try. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Matt Cartwright is with us. He's our attorney. One of our resident attorneys in our brain trust has been now for a long time. And we're talking about getting connected in a liability situation when you're when you've got a independent contractor. You know, Matt, this is another time when you really need to be incorporated. I mean, if you're not incorporated, and you know, I've told people for years, one of the ways to decide when you need to be incorporated is if you're doing any kind of a contract. I mean, any kind of a contract screams incorporate first, right, Matt?
Sure. I mean, and you're thinking there again about protecting your own assets from
personal assets
in
right.
a liability situation, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Personal assets.
Yeah, if you've got an estate of any size at all, and you got a brand new company that's not worth anything, and you don't incorporate, and you hook up with a vendor of some kind, a contractor of some kind, and they get you sucked into a liability vortex, and if you're not incorporated, your estate, your all of the stuff you and your wife and everybody connected to you and your immediate family, they're all at risk, right?
Sure, it's the second biggest liability risk to your personal assets.
Yeah.
What's the first one? Your spouse.
Right.
Be sure and be nice to your spouse. They'll take half of what you own if it doesn't work out.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
But listen, we were talking about how to avoid liability for the acts of independent contractors. One thing I didn't mention, I wanted to make sure I did, was that there are certain industries where the person hiring the independent contractor, the company hiring them, is always automatically liable no matter what. And one of them, for example, is interstate trucking.
Ah.
Interstate trucking, under the federal regulations, the independent contractor is treated as the employee of the company doing the hiring. That's just federal law.
So if I live near the border of two states, and I hire somebody to haul something for my business across state lines, is that the same thing?
Not only across state lines, it's across state lines or a trip of more than 100 miles.
Okay, so any kind of relationship that I have, I'm not even in the trucking business, but I hire a trucking firm or an independent company to haul something for me over 100 miles or across state lines, then that makes me liable.
No, that only applies to trucking companies.
Oh, just to trucking companies. Okay, good. That's good to know. All right.
But you could still be liable if, for example, you hire a company that has a horrible track record.
Right, we talked about
always
that.
Always out of
right.
service because of violations.
Right.
So we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so how do you avoid liability? All right, you can't do it just by writing your contract. What's the best way to avoid liability for the people that are helping you get your job done at your company, whether they're agents or independent contractors?
Right.
The answer is be sensible and be careful. Do things that are ordinarily prudent. Keep your head about you, because so that if you see somebody has a terrible track record, don't get them to do the driving. Get somebody else. Maybe that
right.
person still has something to contribute, but don't get them doing the thing that they're not good at and that they're going to hurt somebody.
If the guy's a great bricklayer, but he's a horrible driver, have somebody drive the bricklayer to the bricklaying job.
That's exactly right. You got it.
But it's a reasonable
person.
Can you use the reasonable person defense?
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Be a reasonable person, and a jury's going to have a hard time finding fault with what you do.
Yeah. So the amount of due diligence, how much you look into these people, if you had the opportunity to ask questions, or whatever, do those things, what any reasonable person would do, and anticipate that something, you know, kind of think about, all right, what will I do if something goes wrong? You have to think about that, don't you, Matt?
Well, right. If you're again, it depends on the circumstance. If you're hiring a painter to paint your house, well, you don't have to do a criminal background check. You just paint your house.
Right.
But if you're hiring somebody to take care of kids in a daycare, you better do that.
Right. Exactly.
Makes sense.
Hey, Matt, it's Munley.com, right? The website?
That's right.
All right. And the new book's coming out this summer. I can't wait to get it. It's by lawyers for lawyers, and I'm looking forward to getting my copy, even though I'm not a lawyer. Hey, thanks, Matt. Take care of yourself. We'll see you next time.
So long.
Matthew Cartwright, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.